Steve and I was on the line with a fireplace question. What are you working on?
Hi. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I've been, we have a gas insert into the wall, and then on the outside of the house, there's a bump out to accommodate it. And I've been getting a lot of drafts in the winter through there. We don't use it. We just don't use it. It just makes the room too hot. And so we shut it off. But I'd like to really like to insulate around there, because I know not only in the I live in Iowa, and it's not only is it hot in the summer, you know, so I lose a lot of air conditioning that way, and then in the winter, get a lot of draft in there.
Steve, is this a gas fireplace? Are you talking about the wood chase that sort of covers it?
It's a gas fireplace. That's
okay.
Correct. It's
so just, is this up off the ground, or does it go all the way down to the ground?
It goes all the way down to the ground, and back, and the foundation underneath it is bumped out as well.
Okay. Because a lot of times there's gaps when these bump out fireplace chases don't actually touch the ground, but in this case, it's in the ground as well. So your options are really limited here, because it's a zero clearance fireplace, and you know it can be against combustible material, but there are rules about how much you can insulate it. So what I would do is I would get the name of the fireplace, I would jump online, I would get the installation instructions, and I would determine how the fireplace was supposed to be installed into the chase, which is that structure. And then compare that to what you're actually finding. They're going to tell you in those instructions where exactly you can seal and insulate and how much insulation you can use, because you don't want to do it incorrectly, because it could become a fire hazard, either for you or for a future owner. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. That's the best way to approach that, Steve. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.